This episode is brought to you by Famous Footwear. Are we podcasting, Kristen?
I think we're podcasting. We have so much to talk about because Jen just went on a really incredible, fun,
super fun,
long European vacation.
I'm not awake right now.
I got the lettuce diarrhea.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair.
The two worlds to which we were living was a wonderful, like so many times I was thinking of Jen going, what is she seeing right now? As I was barfing and enjoying my short stint at Caesar's Palace. That's for another time. Also, we're going back on the road. There's an all new show in the fall. We have a few dates on imomsohard.com. This show is for every woman. Every woman.
Okay, well, we left on a Sunday, and I was with Kristen all day on Saturday. And Saturday evening, she's like, both kids are barfing and have diarrhea. And I was like, if there is a bug in that family, I was with Kristen all day.
Yeah.
So I took Imodium before I got on the plane.
Terrible.
Because everybody's nightmare is explosive diarrhea on an airplane, right? So I didn't poop for 5 days. So I really didn't. I really didn't. Everyone
That's
was involved.
Terrible feeling.
Everyone in my family was like, anything?
It's a terrible feeling. And then you're like, please don't let me just shake to death as I try to make this happen.
I'm like, it's like do I just keep eating food? Like I took a stool softener. I was prepared for everything. I bring an amazing emergency kit when traveling.
And guys, she didn't even tell you that she went to Europe. We're not even there yet.
I skipped the headline. So we flew to London. We spent 5 days there. And then we went to Amsterdam.
3 days?
2 days.
Oh.
And then 4-ish, 5 days in Paris.
Wonderful.
And we did all the stuff, all the touristy stuff, like can check that off of our boxes, but I have a lot of things to say.
Well, let's get into about it.
I don't know where to start. Well, London was great.
Yeah.
I don't have many complaints about anything except for hotels the whole time.
Well,
you're
not going to complain, but there are things that like when you travel with your family, and by the way, at no point is it easy. You think because they're older, they're going to be easier to travel with, but it's just a different set of hard. It's just as different. Like where you might have had to carry a backpack, an extra backpack. Now you're dealing with someone thinking that they know everything about everything and ignoring you while they look at their phone. Like it's a whole nother set
of hard. And I had this 13-year-old son who's like, no, I'm just going to raw dog this flight. I'm not going to sleep.
My son said the same thing. I'm not going to sleep on this flight. I'm like, you better freaking try. It's 8 hours.
I will hit you with a frying pan and get you. So I'm just slipping them the melatonin gummies. I'm like, try these.
I told you, I'm going to befriend an anesthesiologist and take a drip next time
Literally,
for my kids.
My daughter's hard to get to sleep. And my husband knows that. And before the plane had even taken off, he's given her a melatonin. I go, it's 6 o'clock our time.
What are you doing?
She's got 4 hours before she's even tired. So then she was just in her chair fighting it. And just unhappy.
It's a nightmare.
She's like screaming about headphones. And she turned 11 on the plane.
That's cool.
So and that was part of what was so exciting for us was that we were going to surprise her because our friend David Finn, who played Colin Sweeney in our pilot for CBS, was Beetlejuice in the West End in London, which is Delilah's favorite musical.
Yeah.
So I bought Lydia, the red, the wedding dress, you know, from the second one, and stuffed it in my suitcase. And I stuffed like a birthday crown and like decorations and like presents and stuff like that into my carry-on so that when she woke up on the flight, we had like a little party and it was so sweet. Like everybody on our flight was walking by and telling her happy birthday.
That's so sweet.
It was really sweet and special. Like I think she'll remember it as like one of the highlights of the trip, like forever. So, and then we surprised her the next night that we were there because I knew it was going to be a holy nightmare as soon as we pulled in to that airport that everybody was going to be a sleep disaster.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to it until the next day. But it was a lot of like, okay, where's my presents? Where's the rest of my presents? Where's my,
This is what I mean. Just because they're a different age doesn't mean they're less hard.
No, I was like, how about we're in England? That's exciting.
Yeah, that's a, like a present. That's your gift.
Yeah, because mine would have been Worlds of Fun in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And so it was, we get there and it was amazing and he was so fantastic. And it's so different. I really loved about London was he came out afterwards, but he's so exhausted because you're singing and dancing for
3 hours.
I don't know.
6 days a week.
I don't know how they do it. I really don't. He was just beat. You could just tell how tired he was.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a baby soon.
Yeah.
I was like,
go home.
You're going to need to sleep, man. Yeah. How are you going to do this? Because
not
he's got 10 months left and the baby's due in like 2 months or something. Yeah. So it's
he's going to be a great Beetlejuice. He'll be like, you don't need makeup.
Yeah. A song about death. Wow. It's going to be. Yeah. Totally. So, but afterwards when we were standing outside, people were walking, but he didn't have the costume on or anything. The only thing he had on was he has his beard and his nails are painted like black or brown or something like that. And people were like, oh, that's him. They were like whispering. It was like, it's so different there where like Broadway stars are like big, huge, or like theater stars.
I mean,
like,
I do think that like
maybe
when you
New
go,
York?
Yeah, I think New York, it's, you get those theater people like what's her name? The one that's like super famous. That's been around forever.
Kristen Chenoweth.
No, she's older. She's notorious for being like a Broadway diva. What's her name?
Oh.
Patti LuPone. Like if I saw Patti LuPone, I'd freak. She's notorious for like being able to drink everybody under the table.
I like that, but I don't know if I'd recognize her.
Oh
though.
God. You could have her in a crowded airport wearing a hat and sunglasses. And I'd be like, Patti.
Yeah. I do think that's like a, like living in LA. You're like, oh, who's that at the yogurt shop with a parrot on his shoulder? It's Gene Simmons. You know?
Yeah. You just get like, kind of used to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but then there's still some where you're like, holy shit.
But then I was excited because I was like, ooh, I wanted him to know like he was being appreciated, you know?
Of course.
Like, cause they moved back to London. And so we did the double decker bus, fell asleep on the double decker bus the first night we got there.
Cause you guys were trying to stay up. It's so
hard. We were
hard.
Just trying to go to bed at like nighttime.
I know that's the hardest part, but it's so worth it. Pro tip, stay awake till you can't stay awake.
Unless that double decker bus is really comfy.
And then you pass out.
Yeah. Cause that's what I did.
We passed out after the Cliffs of Moher cause everybody barfed but me, but it was, it's just part of my vacations. I enjoy having everyone throw up a bunch.
Yeah. Luckily none of that. Opposite kind of issue.
Good.
So we did, that was the first.
So you got to London is the first place you went. You stayed 5 days there.
Double decker bus the
cool,
first
cool,
night.
Cool, cool.
And then we did the Beetlejuice show in the West End. And the West End is insane. It's like going to like a different time too.
Wonderful.
The streets are like 8 feet wide and people are standing out smoking, drinking, just waiting to go into a show. Like it is, you can have all over Europe, you can have your beer outside with you on the sidewalk. It's really nice. It's like, I mean, and mostly people are drinking beer. I had trouble. I didn't really like most of the booze there.
I'm a beer girl.
Depressed for a lot of it. I was like, at dinner, like I'm having this nice dinner. I'm like, I want some delicious wine. And I was like,
isn't that delicious?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard because you like one specific wine.
Yeah.
So
I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not an ale that I won't kick back. I really do. I'm an easy beer drinker. I'm not
beer.
A good wine drinker and I don't like champagne. But you give me a beer, I'm okay.
I think wine's tricky in the US because you don't know what all the wines are. But then you go to another country and they're totally different
totally
wines
different.
And called different things. But then I did kick back a couple beers because the third night England played Argentina.
Good.
And World Cup, you could not get into a bar, but we stopped by this bar early and we were like, oh, could we get a table? They're like, no, there's
like,
no.
You and literally, who are you, Messi?
Yeah. They were like, there's no. And they told us they're like up the street. They pointed in all the directions. They're like, every
Good
single
luck.
Bar is full. I'm like, but that's like different. You don't go into a bar here and they're like, it's full. I mean, there might be a line. And you wait for people to come out, but people reserved all these tables and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was
and
a popular
room.
Time.
Yeah.
Also, they're playing.
They're playing, yeah. And everybody was like super nice and everybody was like celebrating together.
Well, they didn't win.
They didn't win, which that was
rough.
That was a real bummer because people were like, really upset. Still so polite though. Oh my gosh. I was like, this is better than like.
I have such a problem with my World Cup experience because I feel like the whole world was having fun and I wasn't invited to one party. I couldn't get it right. I just gave up. So I watched that from my house and then I saw a video of you and I'm like, of course, she's in a super fun packed pub having a great time watching this game. Where am I watching it? My house, because I can't get it right.
It was one of my hopes though that we would get to watch because my son's into soccer now too.
Yeah, of course.
He watches it with his dad. So I was like, this is going to be really fun if we're there and it happens. So the hostess was really nice. She was like, look, I can't get you food here, but if you go find food someplace else, you can squeeze in.
Oh, probably. That's awesome.
So we went back, squeezed in, and then people were nice. Like they let Delilah sit on their booth and stuff. And she was just on the phone.
Yeah. Like, you said everybody was really nice.
Everybody was so nice. There were like just beautiful young couples that I wanted to watch make out.
Oh, hey.
In the creepiest way possible.
And like, they have accents. So they're going to be so polite about it.
God. Yeah. They were like, they just come off of work and they're wearing like really cool clothes and stuff like
uptown
that.
Uptown clothes?
Yes.
Oh, like, stop.
Oh my God. Like tight buttoned pants. Like, yeah.
Was it hot? Not that. That sounds hot. Was it hot temperature?
We lucked out and it wasn't as bad because it had been like a heat wave the week before. And I think it is now, but we like missed it somehow.
I'll tell you, it sounds like a heat wave. Nothing but soccer and sexiness. Like, and I missed it.
They scored that first goal and this good looking guy picks up his girlfriend and was like bouncing around. It was two levels. It was like, there was this big open, you could see a TV in every direction. It was dreamy. It was so great.
If anybody is wondering if I'm jealous, you can.
I wish you would have been there.
Yeah, I do too. Because I was in fucking Houston. Ladies, it's fall. We are squarely back into school. And who really has time to go shopping? Not the kind of shopping that we would like to do, but the kind of shopping we got to do, which means we're shopping for everybody else and usually they're never happy. Here's what I'm going to tell you. That's why I love Famous Footwear, because they have all the brands that everybody's looking for. They have great prices. Maybe I can get a little something too. And everybody leaves there happy. Don't let back to school sneak up on you. Famous Footwear has all the best brands like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, New Balance, Skechers, and more. So you can always find what you want and you can find what your kids want and everybody's happy. With over 800 stores, your local Famous Footwear is always nearby. Right now it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply. Right now it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply. Plus, join Famous Rewards to get our best benefits, including free shipping. Shop back to school at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Join Famous Rewards for benefits like free shipping, pick your own BOGO, and rewards cash. Some exclusions apply.
So we leave London. We do all this stuff. We go to Buckingham Palace.
Okay, but you're getting ready. I want to hear about London, but I want you to tell me how you got to Amsterdam.
We took a train.
Okay.
Okay. Train was like 3 hours and you go through the tunnel, which you can't see anything.
Right.
Everybody's excited to go through the tunnel, but except it's just
there's
dark.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's just,
how many hours was it from London to Amsterdam?
I think it was 3.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Both. I don't know what it is about trains. Way better than airplanes. I can sleep. I don't know if it's like the white noise and like the kind of
Were you
vibration.
Able to sleep when we were on the tour bus?
If it was totally black, if I got into those little like,
the little things.
Like, bunks,
beds.
You know, that you could close these like heavy curtains. Yeah. So I could do that. I could do that there.
I did not sleep on a train going to Italy, mostly because I was pregnant and hungry. And I did not sleep on the tour bus very well. But I can sleep in a car and I can sleep on a train.
The train was nice.
It's like, nice. It's just a little bit of a rumble.
There was nothing to see. So, I mean, once you like get out of the tunnel, then it's like absolutely gorgeous. I think we went through Belgium on the train and then get to Amsterdam.
Okay.
And let me
Here
tell
we
you,
go.
I thought I had really researched hotels and they can do a lot with photography.
They sure can, especially if they use a fisheye lens.
Well, we get to the hotel And I'm like, I really felt like there was a guy sitting there and there was like maybe flypaper hanging. Like it was like, it looks lovely from the outside. It's in this like 600-year-old building, you know, one of those. It was gross. Like none of the furniture matched and stuff like that. And I was like,
when did you know you were in trouble?
Well, when we walked in the door of the room, actually, this was a little bit of a harbinger of what was to come. Was he was like, you can have a bottle of wine for $15 or champagne. And I was like, okay, great. I'll take the champagne.
Yeah.
Put that, we'll give that a shot. Okay. And then he gives me a bottle. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't really look like champagne, but maybe they do it differently in Amsterdam. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I take that, get everybody up to the room. And we walked in the door, and it's a very narrow room, but it did have four twin beds. Like they were pushed, which that they do that in Europe.
Yeah, we had a queen, but it was two twins pushed
together.
But quite honestly, we spread those apart. Yes. And it was our honeymoon.
It's kind of great. Yeah,
I was like, pregnant.
Yeah, the kids had their own space, which was great.
Smart.
However, when you first walked into the room.
Oh, no.
There was this like frosted glass right next to the front door that had a doorway in it that also frosted glass. And it was about 4 to 5 feet long. Oh, and then there was another. And then there was another one that was, and it didn't go all the way up to the ceiling, this frosted glass, but there was a bed against it.
Oh, no.
One of the twin beds against it. And what that was in there was a toilet and a shower. And the shower.
In the place with the, that didn't go all the way up?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You were doing whatever you were doing on basically full display. We did a couple of tests where the kids went in and Britt was like, okay, how many figures are you holding up right now? And I was like, three. That's obviously three. You can see exactly what's going on.
You guys are a much more private family than us because that would have probably been a selling point.
No, it was
We could all just talk to each other through the glass.
It was right next to one of the kids' beds.
No.
My husband's very waspy. I don't want, it was so close. You could see everything. You could see all shades of colors. You could see what anybody was doing with their hands in that. So here, I happen to have a bunch of scotch tape from decorating the plane from Delilah. So I took all of the towels that I could and taped the towels up to frosted glass so that you couldn't, like, it was like hodgepodge together just so you would miss the vitals, just all the pubic areas.
I think everybody in my family would have been like, you guys, I'm pooping. Can you see me? You guys see me?
It was literally like 20 inches by 20 inches.
The problem
tiny
is,
shower.
Like, if my husband went in there and he would need to take his, you know, hour and 20 dump and your head is next to that, I don't want that. No, also, I don't
also
want the,
it's gonna,
the carryover.
No, it's going to sneak right out of there.
Yeah,
and there was no,
I don't need that kind of
you
assault.
You could hear like, you can hear me right now, Kristen. It was just, there was no point in that bathroom at all. And the sink was in the middle of the room.
Oh, no.
It was in the middle of the room. It was tiny. It was like a little basin, like a
your
whore
bird
would
bath
have used.
In it. Lamp,
yes,
lamp.
It was. I was furious. And
how
then,
many nights were you supposed to be there? Two.
Two. Ugh. It was so. I called down and like my. I said I am going to need more towels, and they said we don't have any more towels.
Oh my God.
And I said I'm going to need more pillows, and they said we don't have any more pillows. So I was like, let me crack this champagne and fucking calm down.
And house this champagne and get my attitude right, which is what we do.
And it had a twist out cork. So I brought it down to the lobby and I was like, do you have I didn't have my emergency bottle opener like I usually do. Can you open this? He's like, oh, I see him wrecking the cork. I'm like, this guy knows fuck all. He doesn't know anything about booze whatsoever.
Yeah. Bro, you should be hammered if this is your job.
So I take the bottle back upstairs, pour it into the plastic cup you used for brushing your teeth, and it's red wine.
Oh, no.
I was like, I don't want red wine.
You don't want that red wine.
I don't want that red wine. I sniffed it, smelled terrible. I took a sip, tasted worse.
Because I'll tell you this. I'm going to say this. You can have red wine, and you can have white wine, and you can have shitty, shitty, shitty red wine and shitty, shitty white wine.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the shitty white wine all day with
all day
a bullet.
Long. Yes. It's
there's
very
something
different.
Yes. Like, there's only a certain gradient
also
of shit.
It's warm.
But fuck, red wine bad. I'll drink shitty, warm white wine before I'll drink shitty, warm red wine.
Okay.
So I think it'll make you sick.
I agree. So I walk down there. This second time, I'm not getting
what
he's
I like,
want.
Oh, this
time.
Fucking American.
I go down and I go, hey, this is red wine. He goes, just
sorry.
Smiled and shrugged. And I go, well, you gave it to me and I wanted champagne. He's like, well, you opened it. I go, you opened it. You opened it with your corkscrew. And I go, just give me the bottle of champagne that's back there. I know that champagne. I can see it's dusty. It's like been on display. I'm sure it's
because you
totally
keep giving
shitty.
Red wine out.
He goes, $15. And I go, come on, man. I go, don't fuck it. You see what's going on here, don't
we
you?
We got a shitter that's literally
you,
in the middle of the room.
I was at my wit's end. I don't cuss with people. Like, I got to be so fucking mad.
Yeah,
to
me
cuss
too.
With
I,
people.
I don't have to be that mad, but
like,
I'll cuss.
You see what's going on here. I go, let me talk to somebody else because I'm about to lose my cool.
Yeah.
He's like, nobody else is going to be here until tomorrow
He's like,
morning.
We don't have anyone else.
Yeah. What else? And I go,
we don't have any other humans.
I came upstairs and I couldn't talk. I was so pissed off because I'm like, now you fucked me out of $15.
Yeah. Euro.
Yeah. I need, and I wanted champagne. I had my heart set on champagne.
And
didn't
it's
like going to
be shitty champagne, bro.
I didn't get the bottle of champagne.
I know, but be happy you didn't because you'd be so sick.
Oh my God, he was not going to let it go. And then I'm like, he's going to steal our passports. He's got, like, what's going to happen now? So I told my husband everything that happened. I'm like, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of this place.
So
right
what
now.
Time is this?
By the time we get there, it's probably like 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, so you're,
and it's,
you're,
it's in a lovely neighborhood, kind of all of Amsterdam. When you're by the canals, is beautiful. It's great. Like every place is.
I heard
lovely.
It's very busy and a lot of bikes.
It's. I don't love it, and that was my other problem with it was I almost died because bikes have the right of way, not pedestrians.
Bikes
over
it's
cars,
their cars
and over pedestrians.
That's why they do it. Yeah.
There were so many bikes and I was so tired of people going, Jen, on your left, get out of the way. I'm like, at some point they have to move for me too.
Also,
right?
I'm like,
don't
does
they?
That mean that Jen on your left, does that mean stay where I am? Or do
I
you want
know.
Me to move to my left? I would immediately panic.
Well, I just stopped. I just started shrugging because I was like, I don't know. Where do you want me to go? I'm up against a brick wall that's 1,000 years old. Like, what do you want me to do? And so my husband, I could hear getting frustrated. He's like, you're going to get hit. And I go, it's not what I want, but it's my destiny. And I would like to get it over with, okay? From the second we got there, I was like, I just should walk around in a helmet because something bad's going to happen
to
me.
Yeah, I'm going to get hit by a bunch of freaking Dutch people.
And I don't know.
My people.
Yeah. I mean, friendly, nice, but not
a little
on bikes.
Weird.
They get on bikes and they get real freaking aggressive. Okay, and
we
I
got
know,
road rage on bikes. That makes sense for my people.
We did rent bikes, and I was like, out of the way,
on your left,
taking revenge. Yeah. I use that bell so much. You have no idea.
Ding 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 ding. Ladies, you get it. If you have a family, you know that nothing that you have in your home is ever used for what it was originally meant for. Your beautiful island in your kitchen is now where you fold laundry. Your beautiful dining table is where everybody stores their backpacks. The dump room is the only room that's actually clean because nobody knows where that is or what it was intended for. But you just have to, in a modern family, get used to using spaces for different things. That's why I love Hulala Home, because the designs are functional and aesthetic. The furniture is adaptable in ways that we actually use. Now, one of those pieces that I got to tell you about is this rotating standing desk. It's called the Veritas 360 degree rotating standing desk. One feature is that it stands out to me is that there's 3 memory presets. So different people in your household can save their preferred desk height and switch between them easily, which is really great for me because I'm not the tallest, but I am not the shortest. I'm somewhere in the middle and everybody uses my space. So now I can compress a button and that space is mine. It also includes a built-in sedentary reminder that encourages you to stand up and move throughout your day, because we've all sat down to answer just one email and realized a lot more time has passed because we're watching reels. Use code IMOM12 for 12% off. Visit hulalahome.com to learn more.
I was so we walked out of the hotel. I was like, I just need to get out of this place because I'm furious right now. And there's, I thought I was being so smart. I was like, I'm not going to go cheap on the points. I'm going to go mid-range on the points, you know?
Yeah. Travel points in hotels are a tricky thing, especially in European hotels.
It worked out for the Paris leg, thank God. But I think the fates were like, we can't push her over the edge.
Yeah.
Because like,
she's just starting this vacation.
But then we did, we walked out and the first place we could find to eat that was open that wasn't too weird for my kids was this ramen place. That was lovely.
Oh,
good. So it was like at this beautiful cave.
Oh, yeah. You have pictures of that. That was cool.
So nice. And it was like really the best ramen I've ever had.
Like,
it was
great.
So good. Lovely wine. It was like the universe stepped in to just keep me from losing it.
You're like, calm down.
Because I was like, do we just go home now? Is that what we do? Do we go home? Do we bail on this trip? Because I don't want to see my husband drop the soap and get pressed up against that glass. And I don't want to see me drop the soap. And
it's different there, man. I told you when we were in Galway, my husband, we were in a top of a cathedral and there was only like what looked like a surfboard area that he could stand upright. And when he got in the shower, the ceiling was short and the ceiling in the shower was small. And he got like we had to grease him so he could take a turn. Like his balls were like scraping, like.
Actually, if my husband's lost weight, if he wouldn't have, he would have had a lot of trouble in that shower. Like it was, my kids were like, I don't want to shower in there.
I don't understand how everybody in Europe is like so much smaller.
But they are. And also they're not that interested in showering either.
I think that's what it is. I'm like, y'all are not showering as much as us. Americans shower twice a day.
You do not prioritize showers here.
Or you're bird bathing it a lot
I would be shocked if that, I think they just stand over those explosive toilets and just like, like cheap man's, poor man's bidet or something like that. But I was like, I have a skincare routine and I have hair issues. So I need different than this. It was just so upsetting. I was like, and my husband disagreed with me because I'm like, I will spend every dollar in savings to get a nice hotel. And we met our friends there, Wendy and Jeff.
I'm sure they were staying in a nice hotel. Nice,
I was like, oh, this isn't what our hotel looked like.
This is how the other half does it. We're in the Vendon shit over here. And you're in like
I'm
the Von
Cleef. I'm in a youth hostel down the street, you guys. And it was hostile to me. But we're in their like nice, historic, beautiful hotel. And I was like making jokes about how shitty it was. And the kids were like, no.
It's really that shitty.
It was the kids were like, my kids have never called me cheap before, but they were like, couldn't you pay for a hotel room with a bathroom in it? Like,
my problem is I get really high strung about those things. I know exactly how you feel though, because you're the one that booked it. So then if it doesn't turn out, it's on you and you feel so bad.
And here's the thing, everybody speaks some degree of English in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different languages and stuff. There's a ton of Americans there, but it is a different world.
Yeah.
Like I'm not exaggerating by how many times I was almost hit by a bike or a car when I was there. And so you want a nice place to go back to and relax.
Decompress.
And I didn't have that. So it was really stressful. Plus I need like an hour or two a day with no one around. I just do. I always have. And then I come back and I'm in a good mood. But we were so on top of each other that I never got that. So for 2 days, I was a little bit of a bitch.
Stressful.
Yeah.
It's stressful when it's like
that. I didn't
have
anything that I wanted that was comfortable to me.
Yeah.
I didn't have food that was comfortable. I didn't have a place to sleep that was comfortable.
Don't have sleep, everybody's having a bad time.
And I was still having poop problems.
Yeah, like, she can't go in there and relax when she's on display for everybody.
I was like, can't
she's not going to be in there and effort and know that like her husband's looking
at
her.
Yeah, I can't. I was like, you guys want to go down and find mommy some coffee, please? I need to work on some things up here. Please.
Those are hard days. We've all stayed in terrible hotels.
Yeah, and it was upsetting. Amsterdam's lovely. We went to the Anne Frank house. My daughter's obsessed with Anne Frank now.
Yeah.
We got her a matching journal. You can buy ones that look like hers. She's been journaling in it every day.
Oh, that's neat.
Like it was Those great. Are very,
that's a great thing that you took her
Boat
there.
Boat rides. We did all the stuff. It was great. It was, and right. My kids were like very moved and felt like the gravitas of the Anne Frank house in a way that I don't know if when I was their age, I would have appreciated, but I think it's because they have so many Jewish friends that they were like, oh, they're she the looks, like, yeah, we're, they're her age.
Yeah.
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 It was really.
Was it so small? I've heard people say it's so unbelievably small that you can't believe people lived in that attic.
No.
You're like, our hotel room.
Small. They were so smart. There was all these things I didn't know about the Anne Frank house that like, there was another family that stayed with them.
Yes.
And they made such a big deal about the helpers. Do you know about the helpers?
Yes. The people that brought them food and brought them rations. And like
some of them like
hid their secret for a really long time.
Some of them were so young.
Yeah.
That helped them. And it was like the best of humanity in the worst of times.
And it was behind the main entrance is behind a bookshelf. Is that true?
Yes. That's, oh my God. And I don't know. They don't think anybody turned them in per se. Our guide said they didn't think that anybody turned them in. They thought that because usually they would come with two groups of Gestapo, yeah, one to like seize them and one to seize all of their stuff. But they just came to do a house check and found
the door. Yeah. That's what I read too.
So, and because they,
how many years were they up there?
Like 2.5, 3 wow, years. But they were, here's the things that were like the craziest about that were because they didn't have the big group of Gestapo to come in and seize them. So they had to do two trips and to take all of the people. And then the helpers were able to go in and take whatever their stuff and save their stuff that they could.
And they saved the journal.
And they saved the journal. And she had made her dad promise that he would never read her diary.
Yeah.
And so even after she, cause he's the only one who lived.
He is.
Yeah. Even after he knew she was gone, she didn't want to read the journal. And then one of the helpers was like, I think you should read it. Cause she wanted to be an author.
Yeah.
And so he's the one who went on like the mission to get it published. I mean,
that will be imprinted on their brains and their hearts. And that's, yeah, what is wonderful about travel is when, yeah, you see how other people live or what history has done, both good and bad.
Yeah.
And we are humbled and we become more human. I think that travel, it is, now listen, your hotel room sucking, yeah, sucks.
The comparing and contrasting the
hotel room. But what I'm saying is your hotel can suck and that'll be a story to tell. But the fact that you were there is the most important thing.
Oh yeah.
It was so like,
it was so great.
It doesn't have to be 5-star. It just has to be, you go.
We after we went on the tour and it was so great. And they do this like 25 minute, like education at the beginning of it. There was so much that I didn't know that I learned that I thought was awesome and was so great for the kids to learn. And then the time that I really got that, because I think there's one moment in the tour, maybe for everybody, because I talked to our family about this afterwards, like what is the moment that got you? Because there's at some point where everybody kind of, it becomes real for you.
Yeah.
There's a part where when the family is taken, and this is the part I was going to say was so sad. They were on the last trains that were ever sent to the concentration. Yep.
They were very close to making it out.
They almost made it. And there was a point where the boys, the males and the women, where the dad left the mom and the two girls, Anne and her sister. And that moment destroyed me because I'm looking at my husband and my son my daughter. And like there would have been a moment where I would see them for the very last time.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. So then we like went and ate and you really
then
have
you're
to
like,
decompress.
I guess our bathroom isn't so bad. It's
but
fine.
The stairs are impossibly hard, but all the stairs in Amsterdam are like a ladder.
Oh, I know.
Because you pay for the footprint. That's what you pay your taxes on. So everybody tries to make it
higher.
Yeah.
It's like part of yes.
Yeah.
So everybody.
And then we like rented bikes and we rode through this like beautiful park. It was so like picturesque.
How nice.
You could stop and get Aperol spritz and like.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My vacay.
It was absolutely lovely. There was like a band playing in the park. It was fantastic. Little bit rainy, but it was great. And then we did survive. I don't know if anybody showered. We might have like done a quick splash off. I don't know.
I don't know if I put a priority on it. As long as my head's not itching or my crotch.
Yeah. There was a. I could
smell. A little dabble, do
you?
You know, a little. By the way, it's Europe.
Perfume.
You don't know if it's me or the guy sitting next to me.
No,
all right, like
definitely.
Everybody's got a European fragrance.
Yeah.
Like,
I asked Britt, I go, is it that they don't wear deodorant or is it that they don't shower? He goes, it's both. They don't either. They don't. And it's.
Everybody smells bad. You know?
I walked by a guy just outside. And, yeah. Where I went like. and I didn't mean to. I would have yelled at my kids for having done it, but it's a stank. It was something. I was like, your balls are in my throat right now. Like, I inhaled them. It was too much for me.
Oh, ladies, we're going to talk about one of my favorite places to order from, and that is Wayfair. Can I just tell you, back in the day when I had a new family and we got our first little house and I had zero budget, I bought this yellow chair that I still own that was literally every time I looked at it, I'm like, man, I've made it. Look at that beautiful mid-century modern chair I got from Wayfair. And they delivered it and all I had to do was put the little legs on it and it is still perfect today. I mean, my dogs sit on it. That's where I'm at now. But it is a beautiful chair and I'm still really, really proud of it. I love Wayfair because the pieces of furniture that you get are beautiful and they're also well-made. And also I like the way that you can shop on the website because you can see the pictures very clearly. They're very, very, very transparent about what you're getting. You're going to find quality materials that stand up to real life. You're going to shop furniture and decor that's built to last. You're going to find options that fit your style and your budget. So you can go and look at real customer photos and feedback before you buy with over 20 million verified 5-star reviews from real shoppers. Join Wayfair Rewards today to get 5% back on every purchase and start saving on your next home upgrade.
We're back.
So how long was the train from Amsterdam to Paris?
Again, like 3 hours-ish.
What time did you leave in the morning? Or did you leave at noon?
We left in the evening.
Okay.
So then we left at like 5. And so we took...
That would make me so nervous because I would want to find our hotel. I get nervous. I want to know where we're staying. I want to know that we've got it. Because like in my head, I've screwed up the reservation.
Yeah. After I did that terrible job with Amsterdam hotel, when we were in the cab ride from, you know, the train station... The French cab driver spoke like zero English. So my husband was using translator and she said, nice neighborhood. And I was like, okay, at least that. Because what we were driving through was like all graffitied. It was like 1980s New York. Kinda. Yeah. Because it was a Sunday night. Everything's closed. Everything closes there at like 7 or 8. Like,
yeah.
They have the best work schedule. It's like noon to 7. Like that's all anybody does unless they work at a bar. But everybody was super nice. And I have so much to tell you about Paris, but this is... the biggest thing I have to tell you about. We went to the Louvre and I got an inside Louvre heist update.
Stop. Do you guys remember? Okay.
Okay.
We got to find the podcast, but we did a whole thing about
the Louvre heist.
I was obsessed. You guys, all I've been thinking about is these idiots that robbed the Louvre.
Okay. Stuff is happening hourly about this. It's like the updates. Awesome.
Okay, give the brass tacks.
Okay. So this robbery at the Louvre occurred at 9:30 a.m. broad daylight.
Yeah, on a Sunday.
30 minutes after the museum opened to visitors, the thieves arrived at the building and entered from the side of the Seine River, bringing tools. They wore yellow and orange vests to disguise themselves as construction workers. Two members with their faces concealed with balaclavas, you know, those like ski masks.
They're ski masks.
Gained entry to the first story balcony of the building's south side using a furniture lift. So once they gained access using the lift's platform, they used a disc cutter to go through a glass window to access the Galerie d'Apollon.
Oh, this French is going to be so good.
After threatening guards with their power tools, that's the weapons they had, the thieves took 9 pieces from 2 glass display cases, leaving the museum using the lift. They met up with 2 other members of the crew who were waiting on motor scooters. During their exit, they dropped the crown of Empress Eugenie's... Okay, that's one of Napoleon's wives.
Right.
Dropped her crown in the street like a bunch of bumbling fucking idiots.
Well, but they didn't go back for it.
The thieves fled along the banks of the Seine to the Boulevard peripheric, and then took 80, whatever. The like entire robbery took under 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And they spent only 4 minutes in the actual building. So our tour guide, who is fantastic, he goes, so something very special today. This is the first day that this room has been open since the heist. So we were like one of the first groups to get to go in there. And he was teary-eyed because he's been working at the Louvre for like 15 years. And everyone there took it so personally. It's that like
they stole.
That they stole, because he goes, we trust each other here so much. All anybody cares about, this is our family. Everybody who works
here.
This is our home. He said, the way he described it was, he said, they got everything. The only thing that was left was a crown that they dropped and they crushed underneath their feet. And I don't know if they're like trying to restore it or something like that now. The Gallery d'Apollon. Okay, this is the outside of it. This was the room.
Okay.
So it's like a long hallway. And look at the empty cases. These beautiful cases.
Those son of a bitches.
They were in the center of the room to begin with, so that everybody
is that where they got them?
Yeah.
Is that so you could do a 360?
Everybody could walk around them. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how it
those
worked.
Guys got caught too.
But right there by that door is where the two security guards were. And in the middle of the room right here
are the crown jewels.
Yeah. And then that
those
window.
Those guys came through a window.
That window right there.
I don't want to glaze them, as my kids would say, but they pulled off a pretty incredible thing because they were swift and they somehow, I don't think they're this smart, but they operated in that 5 minute window when you're like, holy shit, what the fuck?
100%. Like that's how they
sometimes
got away with it.
Sometimes you just don't know what you're seeing is what you're seeing.
Yeah.
We're just humans.
So he said they looked like they were construction workers and they used chainsaws to get into the containers. It was an inside job and people who were working on the roof. Okay. Our guy thinks it was somebody in France and all of the jewels are stashed somewhere. They're doubtful they will ever get them back. The people are in jail and they say that they cannot give any information or the big fish that paid for this deal will kill their families. So they just accept it. But it was 88 million euro.
Holy
is what the
crap.
Jewels were worth.
That experience alone would have made your shitty room in Amsterdam worth it.
It was really, and we did all the touristy stuff in Paris. It was so fun. It was so worth it. It was like
Paris is so fun. The key to good travel, in my opinion, is have something on the docket for every single day.
Just one thing.
And decide if you, like, I don't know if I believe in like sort of pitching it out, but like, unless you have another thing that you want to go do, have a thing to do. Because my biggest problem with my family is us circling the drain and just sort of nobody ever deciding and like, where do you want to go eat? Well, there's this place, so let's look it up. I'm like, nope, I'm gonna have it sussed out because I don't want to deal with all y'all.
That my family was really good about that we were just trying stuff. That hopefully it would be good. Everybody's got this great idea that you're like, we're just going to split a baguette.
No, you're
we're
not.
Gonna, no, you're not. At some point, you're going to lose your shit and be like, I want
McDonald's.
Steak. I want something good.
Yeah, I want something I want to eat.
Reliable. We did go to McDonald's one time. We also went to Burger King.
I got no problems with that because guess who else is in line? The French.
Everybody else.
Everybody else is also having a burger. Sometimes that's the greatest thing about McDonald's, and that's why they make it that way. Because every goddamn quarter pounder you have from here until the Swiss Alps is going to taste like a freaking quarter pounder.
Shockingly, Burger King, there's not much crossover between what they have in the U.S. and what they have over
there's
there.
There's not? It's a different menu altogether?
My son got this 3-pack of sliders, and they were all different chicken sandwiches.
Interesting.
Yeah, and breaded with like really healthy breading too. It's like, it's different.
Okay.
So, but you know what's really reliable is French fries.
French fries.
Just fruit.
Crepes.
Like, yeah, just croissants, things. They kind of have that all over, but.
That's why I like Italy. I can just eat the food
in Italy.
It's
so good.
I don't care if it's a shoe. I'm like, this is the most delicious leather sole I've ever eaten.
I want to go back to London because I feel like I skipped over these two things that one of them was magical and the other one was just insane. So the night that we go to Beetlejuice for Delilah's birthday for her surprise, and she was super surprised and so delighted, we just kind of walked around the neighborhood because the first night that we were in London and I fell asleep on the double-decker bus, I was awake for us driving past this hotel called the Dilly, which is Delilah's nickname.
Yeah.
So we leave the theater that Beetlejuice is at, and we're just kind of walking around, and Britt looks at his phone, and he was like, let's go down this way. So we go down this street, and as soon as we, this is why Britt is so great, turn around the corner, and it's the Dilly. And she loses her mind. She's so excited. So I'm like, we have to go.
They're like, are we staying here, Mom? And you're like, no.
We're staying at the Super 8.
No, we've got a 1.5 star that's about 9 miles away, but yep, this looks real nice.
The communal bathroom. Yeah. So we go in there, and it's this like beautiful hotel. This was in London. Beautiful hotel, beautiful bar. I tell them at the bar that it's her birthday. Like, can she please be in there? And this woman at the bar goes, well, it's my birthday too.
No, stop.
Yeah, she was they were staying there to celebrate her birthday.
Oh my gosh. And you're like, can we stay on your sofa?
Yeah, yeah. Can we? Yeah, be nice. I mean, we're just looking at the hotel going like,
God, I'd be such a good rich person.
Someday. Yeah. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. And I had brought these cupcakes in. So we shared Delilah's cupcakes with her, with the woman whose birthday it was. And the bartender and like the server were so nice. They let us stay up late. He had a new baby at home. So he was like very into the kids. And like there was this grand piano there. And Dash sat down and just started playing. And the whole crowd was like going crazy, like, play more, play more. It was like a fever dream. It was so great. We're just having cupcakes and champagne.
It's so freaking cute.
It was so delightful. Kristen, I realized I have so much to tell you. I think we need to do a part two.
I think that when you find out what I want to talk about, doing a part two feels like the right.
Are we going to be talking about the number two?
The number two.
Oh, well, I think we just
podcasted. You had your vacation. I had mine.
We podcast it.
Woo!
Pioneer.